the sports betting landscape from coast to coast. This is Betting Across America on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Back here, Betting Across America, presented by BetMGM. Dave Ross alongside Wes Reynolds here at Circa Sportsbook in Las Vegas. I'm going to go to Ben Falks in just 1 second, but very quickly in Chicago, it's getting wild at Soldier Field. Notre Dame had their first kickoff return for a touchdown since 2016 to leapfrog down 3, now up 4 against Wisconsin.
Yeah, it was Chris Tyree to the house here. By the way, 14 minutes left to go now, 17-13. Ooh. Notre Dame, two scores ahead of the good on the spread if you took that 6.5 like the partner did here. And I'm on the under for the game at 47, got the first half in. So waiting to see an in-game total put out on that. Still on upset alert here in Minneapolis. It looks like Minnesota's going to get a stop here, though, and get the ball back. They punted with about 4 minutes left to go. 3rd and 7 from the 19 here, Bowling Green out of timeout. 2:46 left to go. 31-point underdog Bowling Green, 14-10 to the good on the Gophers.
And my partner was on that one, and you nailed that call. Let's go out to Ben Falks. He is at Mandalay Bay. Of course, he's the VP of digital content here at VSiN. Ben, I mentioned that Wisconsin-Notre Dame game. Now, you're at Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas. Does it feel like you're in Chicago? What's the side? Who's rooting for whom? Is this a Wisconsin house you're in or a Notre Dame house at Mandalay Bay?
Yeah, good afternoon, guys. Definitely Notre Dame. I think Tim Murray called up all his friends. He got them behind me to Mandalay Bay. I know he's there at the actual game. But, yes, huge roar certainly for that Notre Dame return touchdown. Notre Dame really the public dog. I think one of the most bet games and most bet sides today. So I think the book, and we'll talk to Mike Pirani a little later here. I'm going to be guessing they're rooting for Wisconsin, but certainly the bettors behind me rooting for Notre Dame. And so far, so good, as you guys said, ahead and catching 6.5 points. They're looking good.
And live updated the line now, 2.5 for Notre Dame as they have this 4-point lead.
Yeah, so some both sides sweating this, but a side not sweated today was the Georgia Bulldogs. Wherever you bet them, by the way, they are up 62-0, about 6 minutes left to go. Vandy is ahead of Georgia, though. 66 yards to 62 points for the Georgia Bulldogs.
Okay.
So,
there you go.
And Beck, the third string quarterback, is in. Basically, everybody is playing for the Georgia Bulldogs today. Yeah, calling off the dogs in more ways than one. Ben, you saw a big bet at BetMGM there on the Bulldogs, didn't you, today?
We did. We had that a first half bet, so $165,000 on Georgia first half minus 22. That one never really in doubt. Again, they've dominated this entire game. They were up, I think it was 38-0 at halftime, so that one easily covers. And again, sometimes we see kind of picking on those lower schools. You want to only have the first half just in case if a situation like this arises, like you guys said, where the backups or potentially the third stringers start to come in. Sometimes it's not 62-0, it's 45-0 or 45-10. In this case, they will cover the full game spread as well. Just a domination for Georgia, but certainly one better, very happy with that first half performance.
Ben, you mentioned picking on some schools that are struggling a little bit, shall we say, in college football. And to that end, we talked a little bit about Wyoming against UConn. You had a big wager come in on that, correct?
Yeah, you guys were just talking about it, and betting against UConn seems to be a pretty good strategy. They are not very good. Can't say I ever attended a UConn football game while I was living in Connecticut, living close by, and I think for good reason. But at BetMGM, this is at the Borgata in New Jersey, $110,000 on Wyoming for the full game, minus 31, so laying those points, and seemed pretty fine laying it with $110,000. We'll see if UConn can stay within the number here. Or if they fall again, a big number. Certainly Wyoming, good team on the road there.
And one score we have here, final 4 minutes, Missouri has taken the lead over Boston College, 31-27. Mizzou minus 2.5, 64.5 on the total. But big bet at BetMGM on the BC side. BC took the money here, Ben.
They did, and also an interesting first half wager, which I think if I'm reading this correctly, ended up in a push. $220,000 on BC. It was a first half pick'em. BC down 17-14. They kicked a field goal. I think it was a 49-yarder with 5 seconds left to get to that 17-17 push at halftime. So again, you talk about whether that's the, you know, you certainly rather have a push there than the loss, especially with $220,000 riding on it. But an interesting back and forth game, certainly the whole time. first half ending 17-17, and Missouri now ahead.
Ben, I don't know if you heard that roar behind you. That was because the game we were just talking about in Chicago at Soldier Field, there is a fumble.
Graham Mertz fumbled, yeah.
And now Notre Dame has that. So, again, if you're backing Notre Dame like I am, 12 minutes to go here, you played a money line like I also did, you're feeling really good about this one, Ben. But, again, you feel like the books were rooting for Wisconsin because Notre Dame's such a heavily bet public underdog today?
Yeah, I think Notre Dame, right, we always see this with public teams. The NFL, we talk about the Cowboys.
Yes.
Any team basically that Tom Brady's on. Notre Dame's certainly a public side. They're getting 6.5 points. I think the public sees Wisconsin, that offense, usually not, you know, moving the ball that well. That seems like a lot of points in a neutral venue where obviously there'll be a lot of Notre Dame fans. So public jumped on this one, certainly. But again, we didn't really see that line move, right, which does tell you something as well, kind of stuck in that 6, 6.5 range for the entire week. But I'm guessing when we talk to Mike, they're going to be rooting for Wisconsin, and I'm sure they'll be fine. The lights will come on tomorrow, but I'm guessing that one will be a loss if Notre Dame ends up covering this number.
And it looks right now, yeah, about 12 minutes ago, that turnover did stand, so the Fighting Irish have the football. I know you're going to have Mike Piranio on with us later on this hour. Ben, great stuff over at Mandalay Bay. We'll check back with you in just a little bit of time.
Thanks.
All right, let's talk a little bit more about what is coming up, because, again, we mentioned Rutgers and Michigan here, and right now Michigan, it was down, BetMGM down to 20.5, so a little bit of money coming in on Rutgers before kickoff, which is going to be in about 20 minutes or so. So, again, it just feels like, as we detailed a little bit last hour, Michigan's schedule going forward, that not that they're going to look past a Greg Schiano coach team, because you should not do that. They're going to be there. They're also 3-0 ATS as well as Michigan here. So it feels like it is the right money coming in, even if it's small on Rutgers. If you're going to play it, that feels like the right way to go.
Yeah, I would say so. And I'm going to stay out of this game. We have seen the total get bet from 53 to 50 over the course of the week. It's pretty much stayed there all morning. Michigan, we know that they're running the ball right now, and they're going to stick with it here. You know, it's kind of like that, I'm going to run it until you stop it. And I think that's what Jim Harbaugh and Josh Gattis are going to do, and they're going to do the same against Rutgers today. So a trickle of money on Rutgers, but you're looking at some of these 12:30 games. A couple Big Ten underdogs are getting, or Big Ten favorites, rather, at home, are getting faded a little bit. We talked about one earlier, Illinois at 11. You're now seeing 10.5 at BetMGM and even 10 in the market against going against Purdue, I believe. And it is largely because David Bell, we talked about him, their leading star receiver, downgraded to out. Also, King DeRue, their running back, is not going to go today. So probably a little bit of injury news here, because that line pretty much has been stagnant all week with Illinois and Purdue at 11. So that's why I think you're seeing that. And then, of course, we mentioned Kent State, Maryland. That was 14.5, now down to 13. We know the scheduling spot Maryland is in, winning that Big Ten game, that opener on the road against Illinois. Then you got Iowa coming in on Friday night down there in College Park. So bettors not fearing the turtle today. They like the Golden Flashes here, getting 14.5.
And again, some other name schools before they kick it off in about 20 minutes. Let's go back to Texas A&M and Arkansas. Again, one of my smart plays of the day was taking the Razorbacks here, catching 4 at last look here. So the money throughout the week has come in on the Hogs. Again, this is in Jarrett World, 4.5 right now. So maybe a little bit of buyback going on there for the Aggies here. But again, yes, it's a neutral field. But again, at Jerry's place, Mr. Arkansas himself, I still feel like there's some value in that number if you can get it at 4.5.
Yeah, and I lean to the under here at 47. I think A&M's defense is absolutely for real. Arkansas's defense hadn't been really that bad. Of course, Sam Pittman comes from that Georgia Bulldog staff. So he is now in his second year in Arkansas. Arkansas likes to run the ball with KJ Jefferson. And you're kind of seeing, look, the Arkansas offense averaging 41 a game. Texas A&M defense only giving up 5.7. That's the best right now in college football. Now you got to consider the competition. Of course, Colorado they played, Kent State they played, they played New Mexico, shut them out last week. So great offense so far against really good defense. I'm looking maybe at A&M, but I'm going to wait until the end game and see if they get down early.
Okay, let's find out how that plays out at Jarrett World. That's a lot of eyes going to be on that football game as well. We've been waiting for Clemson to be Clemson and DJU a quarterback. We talked about it in the first hour with Michael Felder. The offensive line play has been so porous so far for Clemson against Dave Dorn and company here with NC State. it feels like if you're a Clemson backer, you're never going to get better value than you're going to get right now on the road today. And again, probably this summer, you're going to 16, 17 laying that number. Right now, you're laying 10.5. So some money has been coming back on Clemson as they get ready to kick in about 20
minutes. There are a couple injuries for the Tigers, too. It doesn't look like cornerback Fred Davis nor defensive tackle Tyler Davis are going to go for the Clemson Tigers today. Also, running back Lynn J. Dixon is not going to go for the Clemson Tigers today. So, and Dixon's kind of like their number two, number three running back. Shipley is basically their leading rusher. So I'm sticking with the Tigers here. I laid 10. There were some 9.5s that showed earlier in the week. I think that this could be the get right spot. This defense is absolutely legit. Look, they hadn't hardly given up any points really to start the season. They only gave up 10 to Georgia. They only gave up 6 to Clemson last week. So step up in class for NC State here, I think.
It's interesting when you mention that the first game when they lose 10-7 to Georgia, that might have been their most impressive game so far this year in defeat.
Yeah, because their defensive line and really both defensive lines in that game dominated the line of scrimmage. Just Georgia a little bit better and got at least a little bit of something going offensively. So I am on the Tigers here, minus 10.
All right, right now Notre Dame is moving it just over 10 minutes to go at Soldier Field. So again, 17-13, they've got a first down. If they get more points on the board, the only thing if you're an underbacker is you don't want that those points to be three because you're starting to get it's going to get dicey if Notre Dame scores on this drive if you are an under player and the majority of the country was on the under all week as that number got driven down. When we come back here on Betting Across America, how about Louisville? Maybe you'll hold your nose spot here. They're going to Tallahassee. They're a road favorite. Can they cover? Can they get it done? We'll discuss when you come back with us right here in VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
This is Betting Across America on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Make this football season your best sports betting season ever. Start your VSiN free trial today to get full access to our sports betting experts, including 24/7 video streaming, daily best bet emails, betting splits with the money and ticket percentages on every game, plus full access to VSiN.com data and analysis. You get everything VSiN has to offer for only $22 per month. Sign up now at VSiN.com/subscribe. Dave Ross, Wes Reynolds here with you at Circus Sportsbook. And Wes, boy, we got some drama in some specific games. Very quickly, Notre Dame right now has got a second down deep in Wisconsin territory, up 4. They try to get the outright win, let alone cover that 6.5. They're looking pretty good. The live number now, 5.5 if you want to back Notre Dame.
Yeah, now seeing Notre Dame minus 6.5, 39.5, the in-game total at BetMGM. Couple updates with some games going down to the wire here. Minnesota, they did have the ball with about 2.5 left to go. Intercepted, 14-10 now, the last time out for the Gophers. Bowling Green, by the way, a 31-point underdog here. Actually, 30.5 to close on BetMGM. Minnesota had won 21 straight non-conference games. Bowling Green, 0-10 in their last 10 against FBS opponents. 3rd-and-8 with a timeout here, so you got to think Bowling Green's going to run the ball again. Minnesota can't stop the clock, and they're going to try to punt the football. And Minnesota's not going to have a lot of time left. And speaking of not having a lot of time left, not a lot of time left in Boston College as Travis Levy, 5-yard touchdown run, 33-31 extra point pending, 25 seconds left to go on Chestnut Hill. We saw a flip of favorites here. BC was the underdog pretty much most of the week. And then they got the money. They ended up closing. We talked about that better at BetMGM pushed on the first half. He might have, if he bet full game, got the win, though, because BC up by 2, 25 seconds left to go in Chestnut Hill.
You know, why I love doing this show with you, Wes, is as you're giving updates behind you, you might have seen people in the silhouetted shot that we have here hugging because you just heard a roar from the crowd. I look up, Notre Dame, backup quarterback, be damned, doesn't matter. Right now, they're up 24-13 on Wisconsin as they punch it in there. And all of a sudden, this is why I thought Notre Dame today was a live dog. And again, it's not so much you're just looking at, you know, the 12th-ranked team versus, the 17th-ranked team in Wisconsin. It was that if we really were to believe that Notre Dame is a potential college football participant, then they had to go to a neutral field. And again, I don't know if it's ever neutral whenever Notre Dame's playing, right? So to me, it just felt like it was a spot to take the money line. And obviously, to me, that's why I took the 6.5. I got it at 6.5 earlier this week before it moved back and forth. But I just love their spot today to potentially get this win. It's not over. They still got time. But this was a huge one for Brian Kelly to be disrespected. And you know he had to tell his guys, they don't think we can play with Wisconsin? Yeah. Okay, we're going to show them how we play defense here for the Fighting Irish.
And this is pin your ears back time for Marcus Freeman and his blitzing defense, because Graham Mertz going to have to make plays in
He's
the passing
struggling.
Game here. And he has not really done so much today. So Notre Dame right now, -9.5 at BetMGM, 43.5 on the total, 10 minutes left to go. A couple finals to get into. Army 23-10 over Miami of Ohio, favorite and under gets there. Northwestern 35-6 over Ohio, favorite and under once again. Georgia finally puts Vanderbilt out of its misery, 62-0. Your final score, and Penn State gets by Villanova 38-17. Wildcats cover.
Okay, let's have a little bit of fun here, because let's look ahead. It's not over Notre Dame, and we're not trying to jinx the Notre Dame backers that are watching the show right now.
Because we know that they're a superstitious bunch.
That's right, they are. Let's just say this lead holds. And next week, they've got Cincinnati. Mm-hmm. Okay? Now, how big a game is that for both schools right there, as they have visions of grandeur of getting to that college football playoff? So, Wes Reynolds puts you on the spot. This is under the assumption that Notre Dame holds on to this lead and beats Wisconsin today. Give me what you think the odds makers should open this year in Las Vegas next week, Notre Dame against Cincinnati.
Yeah, and I was just kind of thinking about that. I was like, okay, what is this spread going to be? Keep in mind, what was Notre Dame against Purdue last week? They were only 7.
That's right.
7.5 against Purdue. So you got to think, okay, you got to give them credit if they get this win, but how much credit do you really want to give this team? Hmm. So I think, look, Cincinnati does come in off a bye week. They did just beat Indiana.
It did.
And that's a nice win. I know Indiana's a little bit down this year, but, you know, just kind of looking at this, I'm trying to recall what this was for the summer, but I would say it's going to be less than a touchdown. I don't think it's going to be as low as 3, because they don't want to get avalanche with Notre Dame money. So this looks like a split the baby type of thing with me, where it's like, okay, 5,
the dead
5.5. Yeah, because I think they want to get enough, you know, action really on both sides. So I would say that that's where that's going to be. I think it's 7, considering you were laying that against Purdue last week.
Right.
And I think Cincinnati's better than Purdue. That's too high. And then probably 2.5 or 3 is too low.
It's amazing to me if, again, this holds here, and then they potentially, to your point, could be a flat spot number, a dead spot number 5 over Cincinnati. Remember, they should have lost to Toledo at home a couple weeks ago. I mean, they were so close to losing that football game. Now, again, if this holds against Wisconsin, and they're a 5-point favorite against Cincinnati, which is a darling right now on the outside looking in, potentially for the college football playoff. I mean, Brian Kelly, all of a sudden, if they can get over that hurdle, look at the rest of the schedule. Do they make the case that if they beat Cincinnati, and let's say they do it impressively, as they are being impressive right now in this potential win against Wisconsin, they're going to be favored in every game the rest of the way?
Right. And this look-ahead line, by the way, it was at the South Point here in Las Vegas. Notre Dame -2 in the summer.
And now it could be up to 5.
Yeah, I think 4 or 5 probably in the dead zone is where they're going to be. And speaking of the South Point, real quick, on the money line today at the South Point, Bowling Green was +4,000.
4,000.
If you bet that, you can cash your ticket now. We are final here in Minneapolis. Bowling Green, 14-10, 30.5-point underdogs. Minnesota goes and shuts out Colorado on the road, and they get beat at home by Bowling Green, who had lost their last 10 games against FBS opponents. Well, so the boat's not rowing. The boat is sunk in Minneapolis. I think you're going to need a bigger boat.
I wonder if Vinny Maiulo and the guys over at South Point, if they took any of that action today. But again, it was up at South Point. Huge outright winner for Bowling Green. And again, Wes, you had them getting that 30.5. You never had to sweat that. They get the outright win, 14-10. This has got to be the worst loss for P.J. Fleck in his tenure at Minnesota.
Yeah, and this has got to be one of the biggest upsets of the year. I don't have it in front of me. There might have been an FCS that had a bigger money line.
Wow.
But certainly FBS versus FBS, this is the biggest upset of the year for this Bowling Green team. That's an absolute rebuild right now. This is not the days of Urban Meyer when he got them rolling over there in Bowling Green, that orange and brown. But orange and brown pride today as they go up to Minneapolis and get a win.
And how about the Iron Skillet? We talked a lot about it so far throughout the show today. SMU has the Iron Skillet. They hold on. They get the win by 8, 42-34 over TCU. So a great win on the road. Remember, SMU, 9.5-point dogs outright in this one. They win by 8.
Yeah, they do. So Last time SMU, by the way, won back-to-back games in this Iron Skillet rivalry, 1993, when they were both still in the Southwest Conference. So Sonny Dykes and the Mustangs beat Gary Patterson and TCU. So nice win for SMU, and that was a pretty nice money line as well as 9.5. And we did get a tweet from Trip Tepper, who is watching us here on Betting Across America. Instead of row the boat, it is tow the boat
tow
from
it.
Minnesota.
Tow it. Hook it up and tow it. Terrible loss for P.J. Fleck. Again, 30.5, they had a lay. They lose by 4 outright at home. Terrible, terrible loss there. We talked about Louisville and Florida State a little bit, and again, it's kind of one of those hold-your-nose spots. I don't care which side you want to play on this one. It feels like it's going to be an ugly football game today. But again, you kind of like Florida State at home, and that number's been bet down now to Louisville only laying a point on the road in Tallahassee. Again, that doesn't scare you off. My question would be, would you just take money line? I know it's just to get minus 105 versus minus 110, but if you like Florida State, just take a money
probably,
line, right?
Probably at this standpoint. It can only really land on one, by the way. So,
get a little better value.
Yeah, and liking Florida State is a relative term, of course, because actually it was a great line on the Ryder Cup coverage yesterday. Paul Azener, a Florida State alum, said, after Daniel Berger and Brooks Koepka got a win, finally, Florida State has a win this year. First win of the year for Florida State in Tallahassee. But, I am on the Noles here. Let me get a quick score update, too.
Okay.
Mevis from Missouri, a 56-yard field goal try in Chestnut Hill. It is good.
What?
So now Missouri and Boston College, we're going to play extra time here.
What a
34
sweat.
To 34. So if you're on BC, kid Mevis just nailed a 56-yarder for you. So overtime in Chestnut Hill.
That's only supposed to happen in the NFL. You don't expect college kids to go out there. And again, they had about 30 seconds.
We saw it last week with the guy Joseph for the Vikings who hit 252-yarders, misses a 36-yarder to win him the game. Then you got college kickers, because I always hear the mantra on Twitter or see it. College kickers, man. Well, college kickers, man, just nailed a 56-yarder.
Boy, if you're on BC and you take the lead, and there was about 33 seconds to go in regulation, well, your percentage of winning had to be really high at that point. And yet, right now, and I know Jacob Roach, our producer, is on BC, the sweat begins behind the glass.
I heard that tone in his voice as he counts us into our next break here. So we're pulling for you, Jacob.
We are. And you know Jacob's going, he's going to make it. You know he's going to make it because I got BC. He made it. They're going to go to overtime. We'll keep a watchful eye. When we come back, is 27 too big a number for Auburn War Eagle to handle today? We'll discuss when you come back with us. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
This is Betting Across America on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Before you make your next bet, be sure to visit VSiN.com to check the current betting splits data. This new feature gives you insights on where the money and bets are moving for every single game. You'll be able to see where the public is betting based on the number of tickets and where the money doesn't match the public opinion. Data is available for money line over-unders and against the spread bets. Betting splits are another way VSiN is here to make you a smarter, better year-round. Check out today's betting splits for every game at VSiN.com. Dave Ross alongside Wes Reynolds and right now Brian Kelly and company for Notre Dame. If you backed the Irish like I did, you're feeling pretty good. Just under 6 minutes to go. Wisconsin missed a field goal. So right now, Notre Dame up 11, 24-13. And as an underbacker, that missed field goal was huge. It kind of takes away, you believe, overtime potential with this being a two-score game. So now you're just going tick, tick, tick. Let's keep the clock going if you're an under guy.
And sack here on Tyne by Wisconsin. So now fourth down. 5:27 left to go. Badgers, by the way, do have 3 timeouts, so they are going to get the football back, but down 2 scores, and that overtime game in Boston College, BC got the ball first. They are in the end zone, so Missouri will get the ball. And now they do have to go for 2, though, after it's tied with 2 overtimes.
The new rules this year.
This could be coming into play, and by the way, what might have come into the play is the spread, depending on where you bet it. If you got Mississippi State early in the week at 3, 3.5, you're pushing or potentially winning here.
Wow.
It did close 1.5. Mississippi State did score, got the 2, kicked the onside kick. Only 1 timeout left down there in Starkville, so LSU more than likely is going to be able to run this out. 28-25, Tigers.
And Jacob Roach, our producer, is pretty happy right now that BC gets that first score in overtime, up 7. The PAT was good, so we'll keep an eye on what's going on at Chestnut Hill. Let's get back to Auburn War Eagle today against Georgia State, right? Laying 27 at home, a competitive game a couple weeks ago against Penn State. What do you make of this number? It feels too small for me. Like, you would expect Georgia State to get more. Is this a trap scenario here that this number maybe is where it should be?
Well, and Georgia State finally got a win last week. They did beat Charlotte. Very competitive game. The market really liked Georgia State. They were 0-2. Market backed them. Market was rewarded for backing them. So now you have Auburn off that loss to Penn State. By the way, Auburn goes down to Tiger Stadium in Baton Rouge to play LSU next week. So obviously a rivalry game. So, you know, a sandwichy spot here for Auburn if they can get up and play Georgia State. And that's one of those spots that you kind of do worry about a little bit. The number, at least at first glance, kind of looks right to me with Auburn. I don't know if I really am convinced to back Georgia State, even though they finally got off the schneid. They had looked awful, really, in their first 2 weeks. They got a really good coach down there in Sean Elliott. I think he's making progress with the program, but not a very good start for this team this season. The Panthers down in Atlanta, GA, but line looks right to me. If anything, maybe a small lean Georgia State first half. You could look at maybe they hang in, then maybe Auburn kind of gets their legs under them, you know, licking their wounds a little bit off that loss last week. So Georgia State first half, I think, maybe could be worth something here. All but right. I think the line looks right.
A small nudge up here. BetMGM is up to 27.5 here for Auburn in that game. We'll see that. Again, these are 1 o'clock Pacific Coast time kickoffs that we're discussing now. We talked about Kansas and Duke. And again, if it's not basketball, you probably don't want to back the Rock Chalk Jayhawk here, but they are getting 16 at Duke today. Look, it just feels like they're, when you think Kansas might have something figured out, they don't have it figured out. Is that number just not enough for you to back the Jayhawks?
I think it's probably right. I would prefer the under here. By the way, Duke did lead, and I played Duke last week. They were up 27-0 in the second quarter, and they had to hang on. It was 30-23. Duke's offense this year, 524 yards. David Cutcliffe has turned over to play calling to a younger offensive coordinator, and you would think they would have some success against the Kansas defense. By the way, Baylor had 307 yards on the ground in that 45-7 win in Lawrence. Kansas, I think, and we talked about that with Chris Plank from the Sooner Radio Network earlier, they've looked improved in certain games. They have a better coach, I think, clearly with Lance Leopold, who, of course, really, his claim to fame was at Wisconsin-Whitewater, winning all those Division III titles and then obviously made Buffalo a very competitive program in the MAC. But the line looks right here. I would lean under.
Okay, the reason why, if you saw a shocked expression on my face, Wes, is because I just looked up, and I think I have the same expression as Paul Christ, because Graham Mertz just threw another pick here, another turnover for Bucky Badger. Notre Dame has the ball now. I believe about 4 minutes and some change to go here. The third turnover of this game. Again, if you're an underbacker, you just want them to melt this clock away here. 4:55 to go, and Notre Dame has the ball at the 25-yard line. But for all intents and purposes, this game feels over, and Notre Dame is going to come away with a huge victory. And we talked about it with their schedule, Wes. Cincinnati next week. Past that, they're going to be big favorites. Look, SC, we'll find out about the USC game. That's a rivalry game. That game's also in South Bend. When you look at this win and you look at the rest of their schedule, and hypothetically, if they run the table, is this a college football playoff team in your estimation?
They are Notre Dame, and Notre Dame, that name still does mean something to these voters and these committee people. So I think absolutely they may not look it, but you know, there's looking the part and being the part.
And they're doing this with a backup
game.
Quarterback.
Yes, absolutely. So, yeah, I think Notre Dame could absolutely be a playoff team. And speaking of one game we were updating on, final score in Chestnut Hill. Jacob Roach can breathe a sigh of relief.
Yeah, Jacob!
Boston College intercepts Connor Basilek, the Missouri quarterback, on the first play in overtime. 41-34, BC gets the money here. Flip of favorites from underdog to favorite for BC. Phil Yerkovec, of course, their quarterback, speaking of former Notre Dame quarterback, Phil Yerkovec, is out. Dennis Grossel has taken over, at least for the interim. And BC now 3-0, 41-34, your final score. Another final to get you updated on. All Boise State and Logan, Utah, on that early 10 a.m. kickoff in the state of Utah and Logan, Utah. Boise State 27-3, favorite in the under in a big way. Total close 70. Never sniffed it.
And again, we normally don't root outwardly, but we're going to root for Jacob when he's got a play down on BC. So they get it. Never in doubt. You didn't have to sweat it at all. That 57-yard field goal. No big deal there.
And we're also final in Texas. We haven't updated that in a while because it was a blowout. Mm-hmm. Longhorns hooked them 70-35. Over, obviously, cast there.
105.
I'm sure the over wasn't 105.5 or the total. So 70-35, Longhorns double up the Red Raiders.
Okay, and again, down there in Starkville, Mississippi State, trying to they're taking knees now. So LSU, again, Wes, great point by you. Depending on the number that you you might have gotten Mississippi State early in the week at 3.5. And if you did, you're going to win that wager here because they're going to lose by 3, 28-25. But then that number got bet down to where LSU was about a 1.5 favorite. So depending on when you got that wager, there could have been money on both sides. But LSU does get that win as they go to 3-1.
Yeah, two tough losses in a row for Mississippi State, too. They kind of got the wrong end of the whistle there in Memphis late, and they lose to the Tigers 31-29. Another close loss to LSU. So Mississippi State, they'll be going to College Station to face the Aggies next week, LSU at Auburn.
Okay, and again, the game of the early day that we've been keeping an eye on right now, about 3 minutes and 20 seconds to go, as Notre Dame tries to run out the clock here for Chip Kelly. They are deep in Wisconsin territory after that Graham Mertz turnover. And very quickly, just kind of a macro look to Wisconsin now. So you lose to Penn State, and it looks like you're going to lose on a neutral field. You lost to Penn State, by the way, at home.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're going to lose on this neutral field to Notre Dame. What's going on with Bucky Badger all of a sudden? Because I don't know how good we thought collectively they would be, but Graham Mertz is going to be the guy.
Yeah.
He's going to be the guy that takes all the arrows if this lead holds, which it looks like it will for Notre Dame.
Well, and you look at these numbers here. Notre Dame only has, I know Jack Cohn's went out of the game with injury, but Notre Dame really wasn't moving the ball that well with him anyway. They have 242 yards, Notre Dame today, 239 passing, obviously sack yardage.
Yeah, they can't run the ball at all against Wisconsin.
32 carries for 3 yards, obviously sack yardage included there in that. But we know Wisconsin can stop the run, and they're going to get a test next week with Michigan, number one in the country. We'll see how they do if Rutgers, that's about to kick off here momentarily. But and Notre Dame also, 10 penalties for 80 yards.
Yeah,
it's been the turnovers.
Hasn't been clean. Yeah, has not been a clean game for
Notre
Dame.
It's been the turnovers. -2 in the turnover margin for Wisconsin. 2 Graham Mertz interceptions. I believe he also had the fumble. Somebody had a fumble.
Yep.
So just turning the ball over too much as Notre Dame going to try a field goal attempt from 37 here. And that field goal attempt is going to be good. 3:10 left to go. 2 touchdown lead for the Irish, 27-13. So perhaps a little sweat on that total, depending on where you bet
it.
Because look, this closed 43.5 today.
Oh.
And it was 45, I think, yesterday. I have it at 47. So, you know, still a little bit of a sweat here. There is a flag on that play, but Notre Dame looks like they are going to get the win. I can't see Wisconsin rallying for new scores here.
Not the way they've played offense all day today. Very quickly, you mentioned that game next week. We'll find out how Michigan does in the Big House. They're laying 20.5 against Rutgers. We'll keep an eye on that as well. But really then, it would feel like Michigan's going to be an inflated number, right, if they win big. And this lead holds for Notre Dame. Just an early look ahead. Is that going to be the
buyback spot? They might be a small favorite, actually, because Michigan's lost the last two to Wisconsin. Michigan kind of owns them more often than not when they play in Ann Arbor, but not on the road.
Wow. So maybe Michigan could go into Wisconsin. What a dramatic turn would be.
I know.
If Michigan is favored next week against Wisconsin. We'll discuss. Much more. When you come back with us, Mike Peranio is going to join us. He's going to be alongside Ben Falks over there at Mandalay Bay. Come on back. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
This is Betting Across America on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Discover what winning feels like at BetMGM. It's the best time to sign up because they're giving new customers a shot at an easy $100. Register using the code VSiN100 and win $100 in free bets when you place a $1 moneyline wager on any game. And either team simply scores a touchdown. No matter what your gridiron game is, BetMGM is always ready for all the action. Enjoy parlay selection builders, daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and much, much more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com. Use the code VSiN100. Win $100 when you bet $1 on any college football game and either team simply scores a touchdown. Only at BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks. New customer offer, paid in free bets. Eligibility restrictions do apply. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years or older to wager. Please gamble responsibly. If you have a problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Promotional offer not available in Nevada. Got to kick it out right now to our guy, Ben Falk, standing by at Mandalay Bay with Mike Piranio. And Ben, my goodness, Notre Dame just had a pick six against Graham Mertz in Wisconsin. They got the extra point, 34-13. I know this over-under opened at around 47, 47 and a half. It closed at BetMGM around 43 and a half. What's been the reaction of the latest score by Notre Dame at Mandalay Bay?
Well, certainly a roar out here, Dave. And I got to say, can we check on Wes? I know he had the 47, got a great number there. Now he's looking at a push, potentially a loss. Is he all right? I just want to make sure he's all right there.
He's actually left the building, Ben. He can't take it anymore.
Okay. All right. That's all right. But yes, certainly a loud roar behind us. And now we'll see if Wisconsin can at least potentially put this game over any numbers. But it'll be an interesting final 2 minutes here. Mike Piranha, thanks for joining me as always. Again, looking sharp, man. Looking sharp. You got this matching this.
That's
I'm impressed.
My wife, not me.
Hey, whoever wants to take credit. It's all looks good on
that
camera.
That cheer, I think, was from BetMGM on the totals. So.
There you go. Fair enough. Well, let's start with that game. Obviously, a massive game. Neutral site here at Soldier Field. Notre Dame, Wisconsin. Yeah. Two big programs. Two public programs. I know there were, depending on the book, there were a lot of bets on Notre Dame as kind of a public dog. Was that the same at BetMGM as well? Were you guys rooting for Wisconsin here? And it, like you said, right. What about the total as well?
It's interesting because it seems like we have a lot of people here from Wisconsin for this game, which is kind of surprising. So what didn't turn out to be a huge decision, although that total moving that much makes me think that might have been a bigger decision than the game.
Right.
You know, Notre Dame's always a public team. So you're 100% right. Public teams get bad number tickets. So I'm imagining we probably needed Wisconsin. I think people thought Wisconsin, they'd lost already. But, you know, they thought they'd come back.
Right. Yeah, and it was interesting, too, just, again, one of the earlier games, right? And so you would think if it's a little later, potentially larger handle, still one of the biggest, you know, handles of the day. Do you think that's probably going to be one of the most bet games for you guys?
Yeah, it will be. You know, for the weekend, it'll be the Raiders.
Right.
But for college, you're definitely right on the college. So,
got it. Well, plenty of other college games we want to get to. Lots of big bets all over the place. I guess we'll start there. Any notable wagers, you know, 5-6 figures that you guys saw that's potentially leaning a certain game one way for you guys?
Yeah, I mean, our biggest decision and biggest play is the Illinois and Purdue game. And we have a 6-figure bet on Purdue minus 11. So we're going to need Illinois, the Illini plus the 11, as a pretty good decision for us right now. We'll see. I see Notre Dame just scored again, so
we got to check
going
on
quickly.
West.
So,
oh my goodness!
But Illinois is definitely a need for us. We had some good handle on. We need NC State versus Clemson, but it's a small decision, and NC State. The ticket count on that was close, and so is the money. But we do need NC State a little bit, and Rutgers against Michigan. We're going to need Rutgers in that. You know, the name teams, the big. Big teams always get bet somewhat. It's just whether we're going to offset it with any kind of wise money or smart money.
And I heard a couple, in some places, a couple sharp wagers on Rutgers, plus 20 or so. Obviously, Michigan, a huge favorite.
Right.
Like you said, that's Michigan, one of the larger handles. You think that's going to be one of the larger needs. And Michigan, again, looking pretty good. They've covered, you know, some big numbers as well, blowing people out. That game obviously just starting now, still 0-0 in the first quarter.
But there was one other game, the Florida State game in Louisville. We need Louisville at minus one. You know, it's close. It's not really an underdog when it's minus one, but usually we need dogs. But Louisville, we need minus one. We had some sharp money on Florida State, but once again, the public's betting Louisville, and Louisville has a 3-2 ticket count, but we still need the Louisville minus the one because of the wise guy money.
And one other big game, certainly Texas A&M, Arkansas, seemed a couple other places as well, kind of a public dog with Arkansas, money moving this spread. I think it's Texas A&M minus 5.5 or so, getting down to 5, now 4.5, I believe. similar situation where even though the higher-ranked team, Texas A&M, I believe backup quarterback, people jumping on Arkansas, is this another situation you're going to need the higher-ranked team? You're going to need Texas A&M to cover?
Right, and yeah, probably. It's pretty close. But Arkansas, they've been kind of a big surprise, and people have been riding them a little bit. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of interesting. A good friend of mine, Larry the Legend from Little Rock, won't tell me who to bet today. I usually rely
on him.
That's
alliteration right
but
there.
Yeah, he won't tell me. So that maybe means he likes the other side of that game. But it's a close decision. Arkansas is playing well above what people thought they would. So it'll be a good game, that's for sure.
Yeah. Want to ask you as well, one of the later games, certainly in Arizona and Oregon. Not the best game, certainly Oregon, about 28, 29-point favorite. Is that a game that is going to have more handle as kind of the later game of the night, you know, Pac-12 game versus, let's say, an SEC game or something else that would be at the 7 p.m. ESPN game?
Yeah.
Or do you figure that's not going to be a big decision, really?
Well, you're 100% right because the line's so high. But we typically, for some reason, Oregon, and maybe that's changing as BetMGM is expanding into Oregon, mm-hmm. but we typically get people travel from Oregon to bet Oregon. Even Oregon State, they love to come to Vegas, and we've got some big bettors on that. So we'll see what happens on that. But it's interesting. We're kind of gearing up for tomorrow because it's the biggest Raider game of the year so far.
Exactly. Each one's the biggest one so far. Let's turn to the pros tomorrow. Obviously, interesting news specifically in that game. Tua Tagovailoa just put on injured reserve, so he is officially out for that game, a couple other games. Jacoby Brissett will start. Raiders about a 4-point favorite. I've seen 1.5 out there. Talk to us about this game so far, the betting. Like you said, everyone's going to come in and bet the Raiders, certainly. Popular team, 2-0 now as well. Talk to us about the handle specifically on this game and ticket count as well.
Yeah, the handle by far is the biggest on the card, and the Raiders have the most ticket and money than any other team tomorrow by far. It's going to be that way from now on. We took a lot of Super Bowl Raider bets this week when that injury happened because they hear the stats. Any team that starts 3-0 makes the playoffs 75% of the time, and you start hedging even by then if you got them at 35-1.
Right.
But so we're getting a lot of that on it. It's interesting. The Raiders are winning unexpectedly. Maybe this is the one where they're favored that goes the other way, but who
We've
knows?
We've seen that in the John Gruden era at times.
Although we definitely root for the Raiders to win, but probably not going to want them to cover. So we need that middle for the house on that. So it'd be interesting to see what happens on that. The other big games, as far as handle on Sunday, we need the Bucks-Rams game has big handle. We need the Rams followed by Green Bay-San Francisco. We're going to need the 49ers in that. So Washington-Buffalo, we need Buffalo. And the last one that has it's going to be Kansas City, L.A. Chargers, of course. But we do need the Chargers in that. People, I guess, are considering Kansas City bouncing back. So it'll be interesting for us this Sunday.
Yeah, an interesting game. Certainly you mentioned Washington-Buffalo. That's come down. That was Buffalo -9. Now down to flat sevens, which is surprising to me. Just, again, Washington, Taylor Heinicke, backup quarterback on the road against Buffalo, which just waxed the Dolphins 35-0 last week in Miami. But like you said, people and the some respected money, backing Washington so far.
Yeah, and that's been the way with Washington. People kind of overlook them every year, and they every year they seem to put together a good team somehow.
Yeah.
No matter whether they lose a quarterback, whatever happens, well-coached team, and in a division where it's a little easier to win, they look like they have a playoff shot for sure. And this game will be interesting. We'll see what happens.
Yeah. Do you think that there will be more handle then? We got a minute left here on the Raiders game than on the Rams Bucks, which is obviously a marquee game and a spread that's under its flip favorites. Rams open favorite.
Right. But yeah, the Raiders will have the most money. I mean, I can't imagine not having more money on any other, unless it's some weird matchup, Brady against somebody.
Right.
That might overtake it. It's going to be tough to beat the Raiders on handle anytime. We have the Raider home game especially. So, but that's what we're all about now. Don't forget, too, we have this beer garden across the street here, BetMGM put up. It's a fantastic place to go party before the game. And they have all-you-can-eat and drink packages if you get them early enough. They'll go pretty quick.
But there you go. You heard Mike. Get over to that beer garden. Well, more to come here on Betting Across America. We got all the college football games. Dave and Wes will be back to update you here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.